Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. One cup of tea is all it's going to take to completely transform your perception of what premium tea should be. For those of you who are tea lovers like me, I'm so excited to announce my partnership with Rishi Tea for this amazing giveaway. Rishi Tea is going to give away an entire matcha essentials kit. All you have to do is go on Instagram, tag me, Rishi Tea, and the hashtag Radically Loved Rishi for your chance to win an entire matcha essentials tea set, which those of you that know me know that this is like the ultimate gift. So for those of you that are interested, go on Instagram now, snap a picture of what your tea ritual looks like, and get ready to experience the best tea you've ever tried in your life. Rishi Tea is my ultimate favorite. I cannot wait to share this experience with you. Five ways to fall in love with what you do. Do you remember the first time that you started your current job, or when you made the choice to change your career, or when you first started dating your partner and how exciting that was? You couldn't wait to go to work the next day, or you couldn't wait to start that next project or to see your new partner. And then what happened? Something happens along the way that makes things not really feel the same. You maybe start waking up feeling like, really, this is it? Or, oh, I really don't want to wake up and go to work today. Or you just start to feel like you're living the same day over and over again. So I wanted to share a couple of things that I've experienced in my life that have helped me to fall in love with what I do. And this is coming from my time in captivity, when I had a job in the entertainment industry. And what I wanted to share is that it is possible to rekindle that old flame. The real deal here is that you don't have to love it. You don't have to fall in love with you know, the job that's just acting as a means. The idea here is to fall in love with what you're creating in the bigger sense. So the first thing to do here is to broaden your peripheral vision. So years ago, I was working as a personal assistant, and I was often so troubled at the fact that I spent so much of my time worrying about things that were out of my control because I wanted to be the best at my job. But then I finally burned myself out, and I totally blamed it on the hours and my desire to want to finish my degree. And often I became so resentful at the fact that I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I did end up quitting, but in hindsight, I do wish that I had instead just taken some time off. And sometimes that's all we need, right? Is just a little bit of time to reflect and a little bit of space, and then maybe flush things out from a place that's less confined, or you feel less constrained. So I would say if you're feeling locked in, let yourself take that vacation time, or even just do a home retreat so that you can give your body and your mind some time to look at the bigger picture. The second thing is to know that happiness isn't out there. It's already here. So when was the last time you were happy? Like really happy? Now, when was the last time that you were happy at work? What would you love to do with your time right now? So if the answer looks completely contrary to what you're doing right now, that's totally fine, but it might. So if you're having a hard time picturing what you want to do or what you would like to do when you grow up, you haven't decided yet, think about what you don't want to do. So this may be a small clue in the puzzle of what's really going on. Sometimes it's easier for us to identify everything we don't want. And that usually helps us segue into learning about the things that we like or the things that we'd rather be doing. The third thing is ask and you shall receive. So once I finally got the courage to quit my job, I realized all of a sudden I had no problem expressing why I was feeling the way I was. And I would often ask myself, why did I have to wait so long to tell my truth? And it's like when we argue with a friend or a partner, when we all of a sudden are like just really wondering why we hadn't said anything before, right? Or sometimes things that bothered you last week aren't the same things that bother you this week. So many people assume that their bosses know what they want and are ignoring them. But it's just likely that everyone's caught up in their own narrative or their own little worlds, right? So I've found this most often is true in most cases. And, you know, the time that leads to the breaking point in a relationship or in a job can sum up the amount of time that you've not expressed how you were really feeling. So maybe suggesting a new project that you want to work on, or more money, or a different schedule, or asking for that vacation. If the alternative here is to quit, then, you know, what do you have to lose? You know, you're already losing your mind. So why not stop what you're doing and utilize your time doing something different? The fourth thing is you have to do the work. So sometimes finding what truly drives you or what you want to do in life is a moving target. The constant change in our own nature sometimes just adds to the stress of trying to find the one thing that's going to fix all of our problems, because of course we all think that there's just one thing, right? This makes us so unsettled sometimes, because there's just so much going on. So we have to remember that we have to be able to do the work. So do you think the guy that has the job of cleaning the sewage pipes when they get clogged up wakes up every morning and is excited about cleaning out shit from the sewage? The answer is no. And this is coming from somebody that I work with that actually has this job. But what he does love is the fact that he can provide for his three kids and take care of his father. And that's what wakes him up in a good mood. You know, even though it's not the most glamorous of jobs, he still loves waking up in the morning and is so grateful at the fact that he has a job and that he's able to provide for his family. So our job really isn't to require, it doesn't just require us to show up, right? So we have to be able to do the work and not use excuses to why you can't, and start thinking all about all the things that you can. So any threat of small effort is still effort. So you just have to try. You just have to accept the fact that you may be doing something that you might not love right now, but what's the bigger picture? Always be looking at the bigger picture, because it's just a means, right? It's the process. We're in a world right now where everything is all about instant gratification, and that's just not the reality. So I hope that you all agree with what I'm saying. So the fifth thing is, change only happens when there is change. So this can often really be the only thing that stands in the way between us and our happiness and contentment in what we do. So change what you can, mostly what you have control over. The first on that list would be your attitude. So let's take a look at the situation, for example. Most of you listening to this right now may be relating to what I'm saying in some way, shape, or form. And you can relate because you are aware that the current situation you're in, if you're not happy, you have some role in that. And I think that that's the biggest sort of epiphany that we can get, is to understand our role in the current situation we're in, because you're there. Most of us can relate to the fact that we've put ourselves in the situations that we're in. So the remedy to that is to just be grateful, and be grateful for the humans around you, and don't allow difficult people to have power over you or your emotions. Just keep them out of your energy field. Consciously, you know, make a list of things that you're grateful for when you're feeling not grateful for the situation you're in. Just constantly, you know, make a list or write it down, or just take a moment and practice some, you know, conscious, mindful breaths. And most of the time, this will allow that shift to take place. For me, it's something that I practice every day. It's so much a part of my daily ritual. I don't know what I would do if I didn't. So very often we let the day-to-day stress cloud get bigger and we forget what our purpose is, you know. So it's important for us to just take a moment and look at the bigger picture, to be grateful, and to look at our life as a whole. Chances are you're playing a bigger role in your world than you realize. So take a moment and just put yourself in a space where you can actually see that. That's it for now. Just remember that you are radically loved and supported by everything and everyone, and it's all gonna be well. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.radicallyloved.com/podcast to read all about today's guests or past guests. You can click on any of the links, or for more information, you can always follow me Instagram @RosieAcosta or Twitter @RosieAcosta, and let us know what you thought.